If you want to make a bigger impact in the field of blindness and low vision, then you need to be a part of Vision Serve Alliance. Our network of leaders from around the field collaborate year-round through events, committees, task forces, and more to improve their sector of the field and advocate for their communities at the local, state, and national level. Our leaders are dedicated to the shared mission of creating a better world with and for those with visual impairments. If you want to be a part of something bigger and increase your impact, join Vision Serve Alliance. Visit our website to learn more at visionservealliance.org/join-vision-serve.
Are you blind or visually impaired or have a loved one who is? Our friends at Lighthouse Central Florida offer educational and employment training that teach independence and empower Central Floridians of all ages beyond the restrictions of vision loss. Visit lighthousecfl.org or call 407-898-2483.
Listen up, Blind and Beyond Radio Nation. I want you to tune in right here, right now on the station of the nation. It's the Blind and Beyond Radio Show every Sunday from 7 to 9 Eastern Standard Time. Wake up! You already know what time it is. Let's make it do what it do. You know!
Foundation fighting blindness. Together we're fighting.
We're driving the research to find the cures for blinding retinal diseases.
Foundation fighting blindness.
Able Docs is proud to support the Blind and Beyond radio show. With Able Docs document accessibility services, we are able to provide full content accessibility solutions that are unmatched by any other provider in the marketplace. We are the only organization that guarantees the compliance of every document we produce, and we back that compliance with a $10 million liability policy. Create, remediate, validate, educate. Able Docs, Inc., the worldwide leader in PDF accessibility products and services. Visit us at abledocs.com. That's ABLEDOCS.com.
Introducing Strap to the Blind and Beyond audience. 3 years in the making, Strap is an innovative wearable device that fits over the chest and is designed to detect any type of obstacle. Strap's vast array of sensors work by sending real-time information that detects obstacles at your head, chest, and below the waist, including bumps, holes, and steps, then notifying you with haptic language vibrations. Designed for all ages and shipping globally later this year. At Strap Technologies, we believe that autonomy and independence are human rights, not luxuries. Our goal is to be the first replacement of the white cane, giving the visually impaired a long overdue hands-free experience. For more information, visit strap.tech.
Whenever you talk to our sponsors, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios, from Orlando, Florida.
There's been so many things that's held us down, but now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go, and where we'll end up, I don't know.
This is the Blind and Beyond radio show with executive producer Lynn Golder. And now, here's your host, Michael.
You're tuned into the Blind and Beyond radio show. Hi, and welcome, welcome all.
Did you hear that?
I didn't hear that.
Yeah. She said Joe got COVID.
Okay, so let me try something, because that's something not right again. So we're going to try this thing one more time. Let's see if this thing work out. You're tuned in to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. Don't go anywhere. Don't touch that dial. Keep it locked right here to the station of the nation.
He's been vaccinated. He's got.
Okay, so let's do this. We're going to change some things around because I don't think they heard anything coming in again. I think, okay, it's live radio. You got to love it. It's just live radio. You're tuned in to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show right here on 1680. Mike, Lynn, are you there?
We're here. Hi, Chris.
Hey, how are you guys doing? Okay, we got it right this time. I don't know what happened. For some odd reason.
I don't either. Technology.
Well, this is Michael, your host. Glad to be here. Before I go any further, let me introduce my co-host, Lynn Golder, my beautiful wife and nurse, taking care of me. And then what do you got to say for yourself?
I'm just glad that you're sitting here next to me. Help me hold down the fort, Michael. Welcome, Woo-hoo! Everybody. Welcome. Yeah, we're here again. Welcome.
For he's a jolly like good you. Fellow. For he's a jolly good fellow.
Thank you. And let me introduce my other co-host, my buddy, Gary Sinclair. Are you there, Gary?
I certainly am. Glad to be here. It's been a long time. Yeah. I missed a month.
And let me introduce you our engineer and producer, Chris Shaw. Are you there, Chris Shaw?
For he's a jolly... Oh, hey, Mike, thank you for calling me. How you doing? How you feeling, Mike?
Yeah, folks. Lynn wanted me to tell you, folks. I've been sick for the last month. I'm still sick.
But I forced him.
She forced me to come on.
I put a rope around his waist and dragged him.
Not to get graphic, let me just tell you the problem so you'll understand. Right now, huh? Yeah, okay. For those folks that would like to call in, by the way, the phone number is 407-894-1680. It's 407-894-1680. The problem right now, I'll just tell you the end story. The end story is I can't pee. That's the end story. I have a catheter in me right now, and that's the only way I can pee. They've tried to take the catheter out a few times and to see if I can pee by myself, and I couldn't. During the month, they gave me medicine that, you know, when they give you medicine, always ask for side effects. But they gave me one medicine. The side effect was, not to get graphic, but it make... When you go to the bathroom, like bricks. And I ended up, I had to go to the hospital for that because it became impacted. I couldn't, it was worse than constipation. It was so bad that I had to go to the emergency room and they had to try to get it out, the impaction, as far as the poops. But the bottom line is they've tried many things. Matter of fact, they went up a camera there last week. And they said, the doctor said he was hoping to find something, and he found nothing. The bladder's fine. The urethra's fine, except I got scar tissue. And he doesn't know what to do next. So I'm going for a second opinion in a few weeks.
So that's kind of in a nutshell.
So in a nutshell is, I'm taking medicine. I'm not eating that much.
I'm walking with a walker.
I have no strength. And I have to walk around with this bag. And it's every time I screw up around the house, whatever it may be, starts breathing all over again. So that's the story in Enzo. So if you want to know what's
going on. Tell him how you're sleeping, Michael.
What?
On the chair.
Tell him how you're sleeping. You're not getting rest.
No, I'm sleeping in a chair. I can't sleep in bed.
one of the things we were talking about is that there's got to be other people out there. That
so if anybody ever went through that you couldn't pee, well, I'm talking about a woman, a man, because he got different equipment than a woman. Yeah. But if you never, if you had a catheter and then took the catheter out and you couldn't pee, I'd like to hear from anybody who had that problem, because that's my problem, is I can't pee. Matter of fact,
okay, he said, okay, Mike,
that, not to be stressed out. So to make a long story short, he said, take some Valium. So I took Valium, and that didn't help either. Nothing helped. Anyway, if you would like to call in, phone number is 407-894-1680. And for the people listening and driving cars, I'm not trying to get you upset. I'm just trying to tell the story as it is, because this is a talk show. It's a live radio show. And we have gotten so many people inquiring about my health and writing to me, and it was very nice things. So if you would like to call in and tell me your story, if you have a story, I certainly would appreciate it. Phone number is 407-894-1680.
Let's have them call in at 7:30, though.
Okay, call in after 7:30, after we have Lee Nassi come on the show first.
We're going to go to break in a minute. Chris had something to say. What,
Chris, did you want to say?
Listen, we're going to use the medical term urinate. Use the medical term. As you had a catheter. And then it's impossible, or it's hard for you to urinate.
There you go.
Yeah, cause, you know,
okay.
Because just saying it just willy-nilly like that, you know, I can't go to the bathroom, man. You know, just.
Hey, yeah. Chris, before we have to go to break, I have a couple of quick shout-outs. I wanted to give a shout-out, first of all, to our dear friends Dawn and Charles. Dawn had to go to the hospital, and our prayers are with her. We hope she gets well. I wanted to give a shout-out to Brittany in Houston. And also to Anthony in Calgary, Canada. Gary, did you have any shout-outs?
Just a shout-out to my son, Wayne. I hope he's listening tonight.
And okay. I'm going to give a shout-out to my daughter. My oldest daughter just turned 8 years old this past weekend.
Malaya is 8 years old.
Malaya is eight and tall. She's making me nervous.
Oh, my gosh. 8 years.
I got to give a shout-out to the young lady I met in the in the doctor's office. I think her name is Laramie. I forget her name.
Laramie.
I think it was a nice name. Right? Going to break. Don't go away. We'll be right back. You listen to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show, and this show is Michael. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Join us March 6th through March 14th, 2021 for the 36th Annual CSUN Assistive Technology Conference hosted by California State University Northridge's Center on Disabilities. For the first time, the CSUN Conference will be held virtually, giving everyone across the world the opportunity to experience the latest innovation, research, and cutting-edge technology solutions showcased at the premier assistive technology conference. Attendees can access over 200 educational presentations and can participate in interactive pre-conference workshops for more in-depth training and content. And don't forget to visit the exhibit hall, open March 9th through March 13th, which is free to the public and offers an opportunity to interact with companies who develop the products and services designed to promote inclusion for people with disabilities. For more information and to register, visit the conference website at csun.at/conference.
Are you interested in becoming a customer care professional in a commercial contact center setting? Our friends at Lighthouse Works are currently hiring call center agents. You could be eligible for full benefits and paid training. Find out more at lighthouseworks.org/careers.
Spectrum knows watching TV isn't the same experience for everyone. Download the new Spectrum Access app from the App Store and enjoy audio description playback for movies and shows on your mobile device. The app syncs the descriptive tracks to the correct point. Audio description content is curated based on Spectrum's on-demand library, though you can enjoy the app with any platform. Best of all, Spectrum Access is free to all users. The Spectrum Guide with guide narration lets you browse the guide on TV and hear show titles, times, and descriptions using our dedicated remote. Watching Spectrum TV on Apple TV, phone, or tablet? Take advantage of the accessibility features of your device in combination with the Spectrum TV app. Spectrum is proud to provide
provide free professional installation for customers with disabilities requiring assistance with new orders, upgrades, or equipment repairs. Spectrum is here for you. For additional accessibility support, call 844-762-1301. Spectrum. Think forward.
Foundation fighting blindness. Together we're fighting. Together we're winning.
We're driving the research to find the cures for blinding retinal diseases.
Foundation fighting blindness.
The Assistive Technology Industry Association is excited to bring its annual conference online this winter, ATIA 2021. AT Connected, ATIA's annual event focused on learning about assistive technology across age, disability, and environments, will be held online the last week of January and first week of February. This year's conference features a powerful education strand focused on vision and hearing. Mitzi Kit is the original tactile sewing and crafting system created for the blind, elderly, and disabled, invented by a daughter to help her blind mother relearn how to sew and touch in place of sight. Mitzi Kits come in simple, moderate, and advanced levels, are easy to use, and provide beautiful end products like pillows, scarves, lap blankets, and more. Adaptations level the playing field, enabling all to participate with the right level of challenge for success, producing a great sense of accomplishment and self-worth. A simple fleece no-sew pillow kit or moderate cotton sewing pillow kit comes with everything you need to complete for just $19.99, and free shipping is included. Group discounts also available. So visit us at mitzykit.org. That's www.mitsykit.org. Mitzi Kit. Able Docs is proud to support the Blind and Beyond radio show. With Able Docs document accessibility services, we are able to provide full content accessibility solutions that are unmatched by any other provider in the marketplace. We are the only organization that guarantees the compliance of every document we produce, and we back that compliance with a $10 million liability policy. Create, remediate, validate, educate. Able Docs, Inc., the worldwide leader in PDF accessibility products and services. Visit us at abledocs.com. That's ABLEDOCS.com.
If you want to make a bigger impact in the field of blindness and low vision, then you need to be a part of Vision Serve Alliance. Our network of leaders from around the field collaborate year-round through events, committees, task forces, and more to improve their sector of the field and advocate for their communities at the local, state, and national level. Our leaders are dedicated to the shared mission of creating a better world with and for those with visual impairments. If you want to be a part of something bigger and increase your impact, join Vision Serve Alliance. Visit our website to learn more at visionserve.org/join-vision-serve.
When you call our advertisers, please remember to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios.
Welcome back to the Blind and Beyond radio show. Welcome back. This is your host, Michael. The phone number to call in is 407-894-1680. And if you're driving the car and you're turning those dials on your car radio, you want to know what the show is all about, let's just say we're the bridge between the blind community and the sighted community. If you're sighted, hope you love the show. Lynn, you're up.
Okay. Well, it's my pleasure. Well, it's actually our pleasure to welcome back our dear friend, Lee Nasahi. And if you don't know, Lee is the president and CEO of Vision Serve Alliance. Welcome back, Lee.
Thank you, Lynn. Hi, Michael.
Hello, Lee.
Hi, Gary.
Welcome back, Lee. Welcome back.
Thanks. All righty. So, Lee, as we were saying off the air, a lot of people, there are always new listeners tuning in. So why don't you tell people what Vision Serve Alliance is, what it is all about?
Sure. Thank you.
Okay.
So Vision Serve Alliance is a consortium of nonprofits throughout the United States and Canada that provide unique and specialized vision rehabilitation services. So our members are organizations like the one that I used to be associated with, Lighthouse Central Florida and Lighthouse Works.
Right.
But also includes schools for the blind, dog guide schools, and national organizations like AFB and the American Printing House. And in fact, one of our newest members is the Alliance for Aging and Vision Loss, which is an affiliate of ACB. ACB is a member too, but now one of their affiliates has joined in partnership with us on the Aging and Vision Loss National Coalition. So we're, you know, you join voluntarily, you pay dues, and we offer benefits to our members, including we have two fantastic conferences a year, but lots of online learning in between. But beyond that, you know, I like to say something like what President Kennedy said many, many years ago, ask not what you can do for your country, but what your, other way around, ask not what your country can do for you, but what you can do for your country. And so all of our members in Vision Serve Alliance are making an investment in the field as a whole and strengthening it, because we're all about collaboration and focusing on those larger issues. We help each other in the local community too, but those big issues that none of us can tackle on our own.
Lee, I have a question for you.
Great.
You're in alliance with the dog guide schools. I was wondering what knowledge you have on how these dog guide schools have been operating during this pandemic with being able to teach the students and the dogs. How are they doing that?
Yeah, it's a very good question, Gary. Like so many of our organizations, initially, they shut down, and they even had, many of them had to find temporary homes for all their dogs while they were closed.
That was what I was thinking about. They raised the dogs, and they can only be so old, and then they have to sort of relinquish them out because they're past the eligibility to do the job then.
Yeah, it was an interesting year for sure, but about 6 months into it, they pretty much all figured out how to be able to serve people, just like our other rehabilitation organizations. So some of them are back full swing, some of them are hybrid models, but they have people who are willing to get trained, and most of them are doing that again.
Great.
Lee, how many members do you have in the organization?
We have almost 150, and about 120 of them are organizations, and the rest are individuals. We do have individual associate members, too, for private practitioners or people who have retired from the field. We have a very strong alumni association of those who were involved in the field and don't want to lose touch.
What's coming up next for Vision Serve Alliance?
So our next big event is our spring conference, which is, again, our executive leadership conference. We used to have the executive leadership conference in the fall and our CEO summit in the spring, but we have flipped those for a few reasons. Mostly there's just too many conferences in the fall, so we're trying to give ourselves a little space, our members a little more room. So this spring, another executive leadership conference that will be Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, April 27th, 28th, and 29th. Three jam-packed days with great sessions. We have three fabulous keynote speakers, including Vu Lay, Kevin O'Connor, and Ty Tomasi. So they're going to be great. All the networking that we have, some pretty fun things, including, and I think we're the first ones to do it, we're doing a virtual escape room.
What?
Yeah.
You mean like that? The game that people go to?
Yes.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah.
That must be a first.
Yeah, I think it's going to be lots of fun.
See, that one I could do because I'm claustrophobic. At least if it's online,
right.
I know I won't be stuck.
Yeah, I know. I don't know if I would be able to do a real one either.
Yeah, well, the kids have done it. Yeah, the kids have done it. It's crazy.
Yeah, and then we'll have our next in-person. This is virtual. This conference is only virtual.
Right,
We hope our next one will be in person. We've got a few other online events before that, but that's our big event.
How do they register? How do our listeners
register?
Go to
our website, www.visionservealliance.org, and you will be introduced right away to where to go to sign up for the conference. We launched our registration on Monday, and act fast because right now you can get a 10% discount if you sign up.
So, folks, if you have an organization, if you're involved in any way, shape, or form with
kind of leadership,
as far as if you are an organization or a corporation that deals with the blind, you want to hook up with Vision Serve Alliance because it's a place to be. You don't want to be by yourself. It's like an island. When you're by yourself, you're on an island. When you're with Vision Serve Alliance, there's no more island. You're with everybody together as one.
Big network.
Big network.
Absolutely. Networking is what all of our members say is the most important part of being a member.
And in this day and age, I mean, yeah, the world is so big, and really you're an anchor, you know, for other, you know, groups to, like Michael said, to link together, and then
you're not on an island. You're with a group all over the country, all over the world. Yes.
If I could say, anybody out there, give us a call, give Lee a call and ask her any questions you want. 407-894-1680. Give her a call now.
Well,
anything else, Lee?
Wait. I want to know more about this virtual escape room.
Yeah, well, I can't give away the secrets now. I got to leave you hanging. It's going to be very exciting.
Like, I got to come across my neighbor's yard. Am I going to have to leave my house?
Oh, no. It's really more about solving a puzzle. We will divide everybody up into small groups randomly. And, if you've been in breakout rooms on Zoom, you'll go into a breakout room, and each group will have a puzzle that they have to solve together.
That's going to be amazing.
Virtually escape.
Yeah. Virtually, we're going to get out.
Yeah. Yeah, I think it's going to be great. And there's other fun networking things. We're gamifying this conference, which is still a little hard for me to wrap my head around because I'm on the older side of the age spectrum and our staff.
You have to get with it, Lee.
I
got
to get with it.
Yeah.
But Ben, who's so much fun, and Wendy have put this together so that you collect points throughout the whole conference, and then we have some fabulous door prizes and items that our lovely corporate sponsors have.
Well, done. I think it's because there's so many, everybody's on Zoom now, so your organization, the team wants to make it different, you know, more enticing.
Exactly. We're all Zoomed out.
Yeah.
And we have to have you back in 3 to 4 weeks because that's our anniversary for 6 years.
Absolutely.
We have to have you back, especially if you're the first one that signed up, Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
That's
you are
right.
Our first sponsor.
That's right.
Aw, thanks. Well,
put up with
that. Awesome. See how well you guys are doing. We really appreciate your work.
Thank you. Yeah, we've grown quite a bit since the first day.
Yeah.
That's for sure. Yep.
Well, thank you, Lee.
Thank you.
Well, thank you, Lee.
Thank
nice
you
to hear you again.
And good luck with your daughter and her pregnancy and the rest of the family. And get your shot soon, okay?
Okay. As soon as they let me, I'm getting it.
All righty.
Take care.
Love you, Lee. Thank you.
Love you.
Too.
Take care. We're going to have a break.
Bye, Lee. Love you.
We're going to have a break, and we'll be right back. When we come back, we'll do our first trivia. Don't go away. We'll be back with our first trivia. Don't go away. You're listening to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. But don't forget the phone number to call in is 407-894-1680.
Are you looking for a way to connect with leaders in the blindness and low vision field? Sponsor with Vision Serve Alliance to get access to over 120 CEOs, executive directors, and other decision makers. Be an exhibitor at our spring or fall conference to share your products and services, network with your target market, and gain valuable leads from around the country. Want to sponsor right now? Share your services in our newsletter, on our social media, and with live commercials before our virtual events. Find out more and get in contact with us at visionservealliance.org/sponsorship.
Mitzi Kit is the original tactile sewing and crafting system created for the blind, elderly, and disabled, invented by a daughter to help her blind mother relearn how to sew and touch in place of sight. Mitzi Kits come in simple, moderate, and advanced levels, are easy to use, and provide beautiful end products like pillows, scarves, lap blankets, and more. Adaptations level the playing field, enabling all to participate with the right level of challenge for success, producing a great sense of accomplishment and self-worth. A simple fleece no-sew pillow kit or moderate cotton sewing pillow kit comes with everything you need to complete for just $19.99, and free shipping is included. Group discounts also available. So visit us at mitzykit.org. That's www.mitsykit.org. Mitzi Kit.
Foundation Fighting Blindness. Together we're fighting, together we're winning.
We're driving the research to find the cures for blinding retinal diseases.
Foundation Fighting Blindness.
Let's be honest. Many of us experience joint discomfort and achiness and stiffness and soreness that comes with inflammation and age. Many of us are baby boomers. Well, Upgrade is a health and wellness company committed to revolutionizing healthcare through plant-based ingredients. Upgrade's flagship product, Perform Daily Inflammation, or Perform for short, is designed to alleviate joint discomfort, aches, and stiffness, and the soreness that comes with inflammation. Upgrade Perform uses a proprietary blend of turmeric, ashwagandha, tart cherry, and ginger root that is fully organic and consists of the most bioavailable turmeric on the market without unnecessary additives like black pepper and harmful synthetic chemicals. To learn more, visit them at www.upgrade.com, and that's spelled U-P-G-R-A-I-D. And don't forget to use promo code RADIO20 at checkout to receive 20% off on all orders. Let Upgrades Perform perform for you.
Way up here in the stratosphere, I got to holler mighty loud and clear. It's time for Blind and Beyond.
Lighthouse Central Florida does not just provide services to people who are totally blind. We offer services to individuals of all ages with any degree or vision loss, whether you are born with an impairment or develop one during their life, whether it's picking out clothing in the morning or reconfiguring your kitchen so that you can continue to cook in a safe way, going to the grocery store, or just navigating your community in a safe way. Lighthouse can help you remain independent and live beyond the restrictions of vision loss. Serving Orange, Seminole, and Osceola counties, go beyond vision loss. Contact Lighthouse Central Florida today at 407-898-2483. That's 407-898-2483. Or visit us online at lighthousecfl.org.
Your medical chart is not your identity, and vision loss does not define you. Your drive shows who you are, and you are not alone, because we are driven too. To be a beacon of strength, a champion of courage, an advocate for hope. You are not alone because we are stronger together. We drive the research for the cures we're finding. We're fighting macular degeneration, retinitis pigmentosa, and the entire spectrum of blinding retinal diseases. We fund, we fight, we win. We are the Foundation Fighting Blindness. Together, we are fighting blindness. Join the fight at fightingblindness.org or call 1-800-BLINDNESS.
Hey, you're listening to Blind and Beyond Radio Show. Get your ears open and get her done.
Join us March 6th through March 14th, 2021,
for the 36th Annual CSUN Assistive Technology Conference hosted by California State University Northridge's Center on Disabilities. For the first time, the CSUN Conference will be held virtually, giving everyone across the world the opportunity to experience the latest innovation, research, and cutting-edge technology solutions showcased at the premier assistive technology conference. Attendees can access over 200 educational presentations and can participate in interactive pre-conference workshops for more in-depth training and content. And don't forget to visit the Exhibit Hall, open March 9th through March 13th, which is free to the public and offers an opportunity to interact with companies who develop the products and services designed to promote inclusion for people with disabilities. For more information and to register, visit the conference website at csun.at/conference.
Whenever you talk to our sponsors, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Live from the Spectrum Tower Studios.
Welcome back to the Blind and Beyond radio show. This is your host, Michael. I'd like to get all the bugs out. Phone number to call in is 407-894-1680. I understand we have some callers on the line.
Well, I don't know if they're on the line now. They were, but I don't know.
Are there any callers on the line?
Not right this minute.
Well, if you want to call in, right now the phone lines are wide open. If you want to call in, 407-894-1680. Now's the time to call in.
I know we had our good friends, the Dynamic Duo called in from Jupiter and from Canada. And then, of course, our good friend, the one and only Dr. Sheila Young, Professor Young, Instructor Young. Do I need to give any more titles? Sheila called in from Orlando.
As I said before, anybody out there that ever had a problem that you couldn't pee without a catheter.
Urinate.
I'm getting yelled at by using certain words. So if you'd like to call in, certain would like some advice, any suggestions.
Chris, I just sent you a text. Michael, you were going to go to trivia and you wanted to switch the song, right?
Yep. So we're going to do trivia. And tell me who's singing this song. This is a very big song. And
I'm sorry. I didn't hear what you said, Lynn. I'm sorry. Say that again.
We switched the trivias.
We're putting Michael's first. Gary's in the second hour.
Gotcha. Okay. Gotcha. And we got our good friend, the instructor on the phone line, wanting to speak with you right now.
Okay. All right.
All righty. So let's go to Orlando, Florida real quick and talk to this beautiful, dynamic young lady herself. Pastor, evangelist, professor, pioneer. Let me say that. Sheila Young.
Who is it?
Sheila.
Oh, Sheila Young.
Sheila Young.
In Orlando.
The pioneer.
Oh, my goodness. I don't hold any of those titles. But thanks, Chris. Michael, I just wanted to say hello, and it's good to hear you on the show. So that's all I wanted to say.
So. Well, thank you so much, Sheila.
Thank you, and I'll talk to you guys later.
All righty.
Bye. Thanks, you, Sheila.
Bye. Okay.
Thank you so much. Would like to call in 407-894-1680. Let's hear from you.
All righty. You ready for your next caller?
Yeah, next caller.
Next caller.
All right, so before we go into trivia, we got our next caller. We got the fabulous, the beautiful voice herself, the voice of a singing angel. Here's the one and only Sherry. Sherry, how you doing from Orlando?
I'm good.
Sherry from Orlando, Florida. How you doing,
hey,
Sherry?
Sherry? Welcome back, Michael.
Thank you, Sherry.
I have permission.
And thank you for your well wishes when you wrote to me.
Oh, absolutely. I have permission to talk to you about Don Wilkerson and his problem.
How's Don doing?
Really sick. He's good, but, you know, he got really sick and ended up in a diabetic coma, and what started it was he was peeing like less and less and less and less, and everything backed up. And then from then on, I guess his blood sugar went crazy, and he ended up in the hospital. But for months after that, he could not pee without a catheter. And they tried everything, wow, medicine, all this stuff. So what they finally ended up doing is, well, they got him to a urologist finally. I guess you've seen a urologist, I would think. I don't know if you've seen a urologist.
Sure. Yes, but they got him.
They got him to a urologist, and what they determined is the prostate was blocking the bladder outlet. And so what they had to do was actually go in and surgically take part of the prostate that was covering the bladder outlet. And now it solved the problem, and he's doing great and hasn't had any problems since then. So,
well, my doctor, not to get too graphic, he put a camera up there and said my bladder was fine. This is fine. He said, I was expecting to find something wrong. I didn't find nothing wrong except scar tissue.
Wow.
Did he go to one doctor, Sherry, or did he get a second opinion? What did he do?
He got a second opinion.
You have to. There you go.
That's the way to do it.
Yep. And the other thing.
And my sugar diabetes is low. And not, these days it's low. It's on high.
What did you say,
yeah. Okay. Well, if you guys want to talk in more detail later off the air, I'll be happy to call, or you call me at your convenience. Yeah. Or give Don a call and talk to him. Either way.
Hey, Sherry.
Hey, Gary.
Yeah, I just want to say, Tell Don that we all said to say hello.
I will do that. I don't know if he's listening or not, but I will let him know, Gary, and I appreciate that.
Oh, all right. I hope you can call in sometime.
Okay.
Bye, well, Sherry.
Bye, Sherry. We're going to
she or her husband.
It's trivia time.
All righty.
Trivia time.
Okay, bye-bye.
Trivia time.
Okay, so we got one more set of callers.
What?
One more caller.
Are we still another caller?
Yeah, we got one more set of callers, then we're going right into trivia. Let us not hold them any longer. All the way from Jupiter, Florida, by way on the other side of Jupiter, Florida, all the way northern, on the north side of North America, is the one and only, the Dynamic Duels. How y'all doing, ladies?
We're doing fine.
Hey, good to see you talking on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
We're glad to talk to you.
He had such severe problems. He had difficulty urinating, difficulty. He was on a catheter and a bag for months. They found out he had a bit of an enlarged prostate. And so...
I have an enlarged prostate. We know about that.
Yeah,
how did they have a problem, Gary?
Huh?
How did they solve your dad's problem?
What they did, well, for one thing, they gave antibiotics because he kept getting horrible infections, which is difficult. And then they had to radiate his prostate to shrink it. And then after about a month or two, he got rid of his bag, and he has no more infections anymore.
How do you like that? Well, good for him.
And good for him.
It was horrible. Yeah. But I don't know why it is that when his bladder goes crazy, he has horrible difficulty walking.
Well,
just it's horrible.
The pressure. Yeah, it is. Well, thank you for sharing.
Thank you for sharing.
Yep.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right.
You guys get well soon, you guys. You get well soon.
Take care. Thanks for calling in. Thanks for calling in.
Okay. Stay safe.
Now we're going to trivia time. 407-894-680. Who is singing this song? This is a big song. Tell me, this is a very good group. Who's singing the song? Chris, I don't have the song.
I fell in love with you, and step by step, it wasn't hard to do, kiss by kiss and hand in hand. That's the way it all began. Soon we found the perfect plan for love. Side by side, we took a lover's walk, and word by word, we had a lover's call. One word led to another, and then in no time we were up to ten. My heart knew it was gonna end in love. A sweet hello, my heart's aglow.
We had a date, stayed out late. I walked you home. We're
okay,
all
Chris, on up.
Seven step, we took a chance.
Well, I was singing that song. That was a big song. And that was a big group. They had a lot of hits back in the late 50s, early 60s. Who's singing the song? Very good group. They used to perform a lot around Florida and around the country.
I got to get in on this one. Mike, I'm sorry. I just got to tell the whole world and let the whole world know. That's an old school song right there. And it was sung by the New Kids on the Block.
Really?
I just had to do it. It just had to be done. So it don't make sense for nobody to call. Am I right? New Kids on the Block?
No, not New Kids on the Block. Nope. Not that song.
Chris, speaking of old songs, did you see the songs I found for When Peter Comes On?
No, I didn't see those.
Oh, you better read your email.
Okay, let me go back to it again.
Yeah, that's important for the second.
Phone number, call in, 407-894-1680. Who is singing that song? And for these folks out there listening for the first time, you want to know what this show is all about. Well,
it's beyond.
What can I say? The show is called Blind and Beyond. 30% of our audience is sighted. And if you're in the car driving.
How long have we been on the air?
Yeah, and,
so long.
In 3 weeks, we'll be on the air 6 years. Hitting the sixth year.
The audience has been putting up with us for 6 years.
Yeah, going on 6 years. I know some people that didn't believe we'd be on it for a week.
Yeah.
Remember that, Gary?
Yeah. Oh, they didn't expect us to be a month or two. That was it.
That was back in the day.
Who would listen to a blind talk show?
But you know what we made? How we made this show, Michael? I'm going to tell you exactly. Because we made it fun. We made it entertaining.
And
we made
real.
It educational. And we also helped with employment.
And we're real, Gary, right?
We're real. And we're real. And you can tell when we mess up, we mess up. But that's part of the game.
Right. We've presented.
Anybody calling in for the song yet, Chris? I thought people would guess that.
Daisy knows the answer.
I know Daisy knows the answer. 407-894-1680. And don't forget, folks. I wonder if you've gone to our website at all lately. You can look it up on our website. We got a lot of things going and doing. BlindandBeyondRadioShow.org. That's the website, BlindandBeyondRadioShow.org.
All right. I have a young lady calling in to the show, calling all the way from New York City. New York City?
Oh.
That's right. Mm-hmm. All the way from New York City. And she goes by the name of Harriet. Miss Harriet, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Hey, Miss Harriet, how's everything?
Harriet from New York.
Hi, hey, everybody.
Harriet. Hi. Good to hear your voice.
Can you
call
me for
Alexis
trivia, Harriet?
Alexis, stop. Hi. I'm here.
Are you calling for a trivia, Harriet?
Everything is great now that I'm listening to you.
Oh,
it's very nice.
Yeah.
Alexis, stop. Okay, now I can hear you better.
I said, are you calling in for the trivia?
I'm calling in for the trivia. I'm making a guess, but I think it's Johnny Maestro and the Crests.
You're 100% right. You are 100%
wow.
right.
Yay.
Very good.
The Crests.
That's a voice that I love. I'll always remember.
How do you like that?
You know your music.
Yes, she does.
I love this music.
How you doing?
What did she win, Michael?
What? She just won a $10 gift card from Subway.
Harriet.
Oh, wonderful.
Get your shot, Harriet?
I'm sorry?
Did you get your vaccination for COVID?
No, I'm online. I'm trying to get it.
Oh.
Believe it or not, for older folks in New York City, it's not that easy.
Yeah,
that's what I hear.
Four times.
I was supposed to get it, and then the day I was supposed to get it, my doctor said you can't go because your white cells are too high.
Yeah.
My white cells are too high.
All right.
Well, thank you for coming in. Enjoy your Subway. Your
okay, I'm listening, and I always enjoy your programming. Keep on keeping on.
Thank you.
Well, thank you so much, Harriet.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Okay, love you all.
All right, Harriet, hold on one moment. Don't hang up. Listen, we're going to take another caller calling all the way from the beaches of West Palm Beach, Florida. We got the one and only Dr. Anthony. Anthony, how you doing, Anthony?
Pretty good.
All right, so Anthony, Mike, I think he want to give you a little 411 on the song that just came that you just did for trivia, Mike.
Oh, boy, here we go. Yeah, well, this is Michael, right?
This is Michael.
Michael, I'm glad.
Hi, Anthony.
You're doing good.
I can't hear you, Anthony. One second. I can't hear you, Anthony.
Wait, hold on a minute.
Anthony, I can't hear you.
You can't hear me?
A little better.
A little better.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah, I can hear you. Yeah, we hear you now.
Hello?
What's up,
Anthony?
What did you want to say, Anthony?
I'm sorry, these phones. Anyway, there's a product out. It's good for your prostate. And Larry King used to advertise it's the best in the world.
What's it called?
What did you say? I can't hear you say it.
There's a product out for your prostate. It's probably supposed to be the best in the world. Larry King used to advertise it.
What is it called?
What's it called?
I can't think of the name, but I got the phone number. It's, hold on a minute.
Yeah, tell Chris off the air.
The phone number.
And I appreciate it because I'll ask my urologist if he ever heard of it.
Well, he doesn't know the name.
Yeah,
we'll get the phone number. I'll call him up tomorrow.
To be the best in the world. I'll give you the phone number.
Okay, Anthony, please give the phone number to Chris, okay?
I cannot hear Anthony.
I can't hear you, Anthony.
All right, thank you.
Thank you for calling. It's Anthony from West Palm Beach.
Any other callers, Chris? Thank you, Anthony.
Thank you very much, Anthony, for calling in. Sorry, I couldn't hear you.
You're welcome.
But give the phone number to this drug company off the air. Appreciate it. And I'll call tomorrow, find out what the name of it is.
That was very nice. Very sweet.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Any suggestions I'm open for, trust me, I am open. You know,
thank you, Anthony.
Being blind, the only time I've ever been scared being blind was on high-rise elevators. That's the only time I've ever been scared because when you're in an elevator that's 50, 60 stories high, 70 stories high, and you're alone, well, that's the only time I've ever been scared since I've been blind for the last, 12 or 13 years.
Michael.
This thing I've got now is scaring me because I don't know when I'll ever get better because I don't know when I can pee on my own. The doctor don't even know.
So on that note, I have a couple of minutes before we go to the top of the hour. I would like to read a letter that we got from our loyal listener up in Calgary, Canada. His name is Anthony Hodges. And Anthony, he wasn't sure about coming in with Zoom tonight, so he wrote a letter and he wanted to chime in on Michael's topic. So I'll just read it. If any of you have been in the hospital, it isn't fun to start with. But if you aren't feeling well to start with and you notice that, not out of being mean, but a bit of uncertainty that some staff aren't sure how to deal with you, please don't get overexcited. They're trying really hard. You may be the first blind person they've met. Great example of this is when they drop food off, at least for me. When you're sleeping, they don't want to wake you to let you know the food's there. So guess what happens? You're stuck with cold food, especially doesn't work well with eggs. In my case, an awesome nurse showed up and said, hey, how long has this food been sitting here? Did you even know it was here? And that is when we realized that the porter just wheeled it in and left. The great thing about this was he found me something else to eat, as cold eggs would not have been the best thing to eat. And knowing the menu so well, he even suggested what else on the plate was not at all that edible or exciting. As it turned out, things worked out for even the best. My motto is try and be kind to everyone. This is Anthony talking, not me, not Lynn. My motto is try and be kind to everyone, even if you aren't feeling all that well. Because remember, even though we may not want to be an ambassador for others who are blind, sometimes we are forced into that role. Some folks enjoy doing that, but for myself, not all the time. At least in Alberta, Canada, the hospital staff do go through training on how to deal with the blind, at least those who interact with patients. Now, all this happened before the hospitals got crazy with the virus, so things were different. Michael did a great thing in advocating for himself. Sometimes that's the hardest thing to do. However, I always look at the situation and think at least the next visually impaired person they meet may not think at all, they may not think ill about.
Well, I have to say in this
so
way.
That's,
thank you,
advice
Anthony.
From Anthony.
But I will tell everybody in the blind community, I told, when I went to the hospital, I told everyone I met,
you
anyone and everyone, that I was blind. So this way, there's no misunderstanding. Because I was sleeping once and I was just getting up, and I heard one of the nurses say to somebody, he's blind. So this
you
way.
You heard them say that?
Yeah, I heard them say it. Because they were going to come in and do something, whatever they're going to do, and they said he was blind because they were asking, you know.
When I was in the hospital, they put a sign on my door said
they
I was
did?
Blind.
Don't
yep.
You.
They didn't do that
yep.
to me.
Thanks to Patty.
What Anthony said is true. I mean, if you're sleeping,
no, it's true. I had,
yeah. How are you supposed to know the food's there unless it smells that good that you know it's
yeah.
there?
I asked them where
I've
the food
had
was.
Food come in, yep.
I asked where the food was, and I said, where is it? And they told me, and I said, what's on my plate? And they told me.
So Anthony makes a good point.
Yeah, they told me each thing was on my plate. So I asked them where, they said the grapes. So I said, where's the grapes? And they said, behind the eggs.
So where's the eggs, right?
They had me touch the eggs.
Yeah.
You know what's funnier? Is when I was in the VA and I had surgery on my shoulder. And I had wound up there for 3 months. And I cut the muscle right off the bone at the... I can't think of the name of it. But I couldn't use my arm. So they had to feed me by, you know, hand. They had to cut and feed me, you know, each forkful. And they're not paying attention, but I got my mouth open like a little birdie, you know. Wow, wow, wow. You going to feed me? Put some food in my mouth. But, yeah, that was tough.
That was tough.
Yeah.
Any other callers, Chris? Just disappeared.
My rotator, that's what I cut it off the rotator area.
Okay, Gary, handle the show.
Well, it's almost to the top of the hour, Michael.
Hang in there for a second, Michael.
Yeah,
I want to hear you.
Wait till we go to the top of the hour.
No, we don't have any more callers. I'm sorry. Okay. So I didn't mean to interrupt. I just heard my name and I was trying to get back to you.
Okay, well, you listen to the Blind and Beyond radio show. This is Michael. And for the second hour, Gary's going to take over as host because I don't feel that well. I got to sign off for me.
It's the most talking you've done.
Because it's the most talking I've done for a month.
Yeah.
And with the, let's put it this way, it's my oxygen is not the best and my strength is not the best these days. In order for me to go from room to room, I have to use a walker, and I can't believe I'm doing that.
Well, listen, don't turn on the TV this week, all right?
Why? What's with the TV?
I don't know, but just don't turn the TV on while we on air.
Oh, okay.
Oh,
okay.
Yeah. Like, we can pick
well,
it up.
Well, you all take to all my listeners who's writing in everything, I thank you all very much for caring for me, and I appreciate you calling in. I love you all, and keep on listening to the Blind and Beyond radio show. My wife's got a lot doing.
All right, hang in there. Don't change that dial. We're going to be right back. Hang in there.